Hello, my name is Father Alejandro Puello, and this is my reflection for Good Friday. What we celebrate today, what we remember today, is that God chose not merely to take on human flesh, not merely to wear it as a suit, but rather to take on its full scope. The harshness of pain, the emptiness of rejection, the frustration of injustice. He chooses to sacrifice himself for us, not in a simple way, but in the most brutal, embracing the most brutal death available to anyone at the time. And it would be easy to ask, why choose that way? Why not save us in some other way that does not entail whipping and crowning with thorns and jeers and rejection and insults and false accusations and condemning, though innocent? Why choose to save humanity in this way? I think we confront the reality of an open tabernacle, an empty tabernacle tonight, so that we will realize the extent of God's love for us. That He chooses, that He picks the most unavoidable, brutally revealing way of showing us what is at the core of His heart. He chooses to die for us in such a way. Not merely die, but die in a cruel, undeserving, unjust, disrespectful way, because He's trying to heal, He's trying to mend, He's trying to fill a gap in our heart, a hole in our heart left by sin, that we doubt His love for us, and that even if we are somewhat convinced or somehow understand that He does love us, we have no idea to what extent. You see, the cross, the cross dying, is God saying to you and to me that your life, your salvation, is worth it to sacrifice Himself for. That He would rather die a horrible death than have you succumb to damnation. That He would rather suffer a world in which He is not in the flesh with us for 3 days than a world without you. That He would rather be in the tomb for 3 days than be without you for eternity. You see, it is unfathomable to us to be loved that deeply. Because what we offer each other is but a pale shadow of what God offers. We are made in His image and likeness, but we are not God. And so He takes on flesh and blood to show us the closest human approximate to what intensity He really loves us with. That He would rather die than you not live. And so, tonight, take a moment as you prepare for Easter, for the resurrection. Take a moment to really meditate, to really ponder. How have I responded to that love? Is that even fathomable to me? That God would rather die than me, than letting me not be saved. Me, imperfect, sinful, ungrateful me. That He would rather be insulted, that He would rather be whipped, that He would rather be tortured, that He would rather be condemned unjustly, that He would rather suffer insults and rejection, that He would rather be nailed to a cross through His hands and His feet, that He would rather die and be pierced than have me be lost. That's the measure of God's love for us. Really take a time to meditate, to give thanks for the intensity and the immeasurable magnitude of His love for you. So that when we come back tomorrow, we may marvel yet again when we see what's going to happen. That love is even bigger than you could have even imagined.